Joining me now on the line is Shadi Hamid. He's the director of research for the Brookings Doha Center, and he joins me from Doha in Qatar. Shadi Hamid, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Give us a sense of the kind of reaction you are hearing from where you are based. How is this playing out in the Arab world right now?
Yeah, well, there's definitely an Arab consensus in support of this intervention. The Arab League and the Gulf Cooperation Council both actively supported this. And I think there's a general sense among Arabs that something had to be done, otherwise the Libyan rebels would be defeated. Gaddafi is not well-liked in the Arab world. And what we're seeing in the region now is this pro-democracy spirit, and people want to be part of that, and they see Libya as crucial to that moving forward.
What is your sense of potential Arab involvement? Right now we're hearing of U.S. and British warships, French planes. Should we expect fighter jets from Saudi Arabia or the UAE or other Arab countries to get involved in this?
I don't think we should really expect that. I think what we're talking about is maybe some logistical support, things around the margin. But the Arab countries don't really have the capability to play a major military role. So I think, you know, this is going to be fundamentally a Western operation, and I think people should have been aware of that from the start. The Arab League is offering important moral support. They're helping promote a consensus around the goals, but not a whole lot more than that, at least at this point. It could change.
But given that this does have the imprimatur of the Arab League, as you say, there isn't the kind of rage or isn't the kind of sort of breathless news coverage about this as a Western intervention in the Middle East, or sort of in the context of previous interventions over the past decade.
I mean, the coverage of this is quite different than, say, Iraq, which was seen as American aggression. Mm. That's not the way this is being portrayed.
I think we've lost Shadi Hamid. He's the director of research from the Brookings Doha Center. He was on the line with me from Doha in Qatar. Lauren Jenkins, our senior foreign editor, is in the studio with me. We just have a few more seconds here in the segment. Lauren, your thoughts on where we stand right now?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen phase one. We know there are going to be many more phases in this military attack, taking out first all the radars and missile systems that Gaddafi might have. And tomorrow, I suspect we'll see a lot more planes flying over
this
Libya.
This is going to last a while.
Well, I'm not so sure how long. I don't think that Gaddafi's military, confronted with the might of Western military planes, sophisticated weaponry, planes diving on their supply lines and their tanks on the ground and open roads, will stand up. I don't think they're able to. I would expect they will break and start retreating. What happens after that, I don't know.
Lauren Jenkins, senior foreign editor, stay with us. This is special coverage of the military action in Libya from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. In a few minutes, we'll check in on the other big news story of the day, the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. That's coming up right here on NPR News.